Stephen Smith's innings was very good. James Faulkner, some nice runs at the end to get us to what we thought was going to be a defendable target if we bowled really well. And I think we did bowl pretty well. We hung in there. Some handy work in the field as well. We just kept talking about maintaining pressure and seeing what would happen, and that was something we did very well. No, I don't think so. I think you just, I mean, cliche, but you don't really look much further than the game that's ahead of you. But then obviously you're trying to win every game you play, so you, as a team, you whitewashes are what you want. Not really. A dream scenario is knocking him over in about the 42nd over. In my book, it was pretty stressful, I thought. No, ideally, we're taking those wickets earlier and being able to use Maxi and then finishing the game off. But at the position we were in, unless we got our quicks in, got some wickets and got ourselves back into the game, then they were going to win the game in about the 46th, 47th over anyway, and that was about where the spin was going to come back into play. So I guess in some ways it's a risk, but we had to try and get back into the game to try and win it. I'll answer the second bit first. It's lovely to be ranked number one in the world. Come the World Cup, I think it will have zero bearing. It means nothing. And your first part, I don't know enough about either of them. I think Misbah looks like a very calm person, the way he goes about things. Shahid's obviously very excitable, so there's probably some differences there, but I don't know enough about their captaincy to make a judgment on that. As I said, I think we were 20 or 30 runs short. We were in a reasonable position at the start. We probably didn't adapt as a batting group quick enough to the wicket, to how it played. And then, you know, I thought a couple of their changes, a couple of the guys came in. Max Hood batted well. The left-hander who batted six, sorry, his name slips me, but I thought he batted nice as well. So it just looked like they had some calmness through the middle of their innings. They probably had a couple of better partnerships than what we've had. We're not playing Mitchell Johnson's a different attack for us, so you're losing someone who's a real strike bowler for you. But to their credit, I thought Kane Richardson and Starkey and James Faulkner did a pretty good job as our main quicks today. Well, we didn't talk about that before the game, but I'm aware that the rule has changed. And to be honest, as it should. I mean, as a batsman, you're allowed to switch hit, you're allowed to do whatever you like. All he's done is anticipate where the ball's going to go. So as far as I say, as a cricket lover, you're just moving well in the field, aren't you? And that's no different to if you're fielding at point and you see that someone's about to drop the ball and you're moving in quicker. So I think it'd be really sad if that went out of the game, because I think that's a spectacle. That's a great thing to be able to see. I could tell that there was confusion because the umpires came together. But as I said, we knew the rule had changed, and we were comfortable with the decision. I thought James, when he missed the stumps, had then hit the stumps with his knee. So I didn't think it was out at all. A couple of boys claimed they had appealed. The umpire said he hadn't heard the appeal. So then by the time we saw the replay, the ball was dead. You can't then use external information to go upstairs. So I was comfortable with the umpire's explanation. It was a timing issue. One, we should have appealed better. To be perfectly honest, I don't think we played close to our best game or our best cricket over here. Appreciating that the conditions are challenging and they're different, and we worked pretty hard to prepare for those and some of the different conditions we're going to be facing. But the most pleasing thing from my part was the fact that we had to battle in every game, and not everything went our way, and they weren't scores of over 300. So that was to see our energy and our fight and our intent to get through difficult periods and absorb the pressure that Pakistan were putting on and then throw it back on them, that was probably more pleasing. Because I think that's the sort of stuff that will happen in World Cups, is that games will come to the crunch point and you'll have to absorb that pressure and stand up, and guys will have to deliver match-winning performances. So the more you can do it, the more you can find ways to win games like we did tonight, then I think the better that holds you in, you know, down the road. But ideally, I think we're looking to play better cricket as a team. We're just not coming to crunch times. We're not quite nailing our partnerships So I think nearly every game we've had some nice partnerships. We've had 70s and 80s. We haven't ticked off a really big 100 partnership. Generally, we've had someone who's provided the backbone of an innings, but I don't think, particularly through the middle, which can be challenging over here, but guys have just got to, like I said, absorb that pressure and then build into the innings, and we all see that it gets easier the longer you can bat out there. But it's a pretty minor thing. I think if you're talking 20 or 30 runs, you're talking maybe one decision or one shot. And so once again, that was pleasing today to find a way to scrape to 230, which whilst not our ideal target, was something that we knew we could defend. The thing that's playing on my mind at the moment is not getting enough runs. That's the only thing playing on my mind. I'm enjoying the captaincy. Winning's fun.